Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Stay home, Cleveland Browns. Jimmy and D, if you want to make your real legacy in Cleveland, don't create a civil war between fans and two towns. Do what's best for the region. Stay with us for the long haul, like Dan Gilbert and Paul Dolan have done, and they've doubled down on a place that we helped in a public-private partnership build.
That was Chris Ronayne over the weekend with Daryl. Terrific, terrific, really 2 hours of civic programming on our station on a holiday weekend. Daryl was in, Padone was on vacation. Local programming over the weekend, you know, used to be a thing.
Tell
in
me,
Cleveland. Very few outlets are going local like that.
Did Padone avoid Ronayne?
He wanted nothing to do with it.
Well, Ryder and Ronayne sounds like a thing.
That's true. Padone might get replaced here. Might be Ronayne.
Wow.
Well, their office is right here. So...
right over the corner there?
Yeah, it's right down here. And Ronayne came in studio, and it was only supposed to be a segment and ended up going like an hour, not to mention the city councilman who is in studio as well. That one.
Chris Harsh.
Yeah, he was terrific.
What else you got to play here? What else we got?
Okay, so that was over the weekend. It got me thinking because we have been seeing this nasty back and forth, and it escalated. I'd say to nasty. There's even been some name calling. I mean, when you're using the terms greedy, which is what Ronayne and certain certain members of city council.
They're using the term bullying.
They are using that when it comes to the city and when it comes to the Browns. And then the Browns fired back. We already heard Mayor Bibb at the end of the week, a week ago, basically throw his hands up in the air and give up.
Then he kind of walked those comments back, which was weird. But
he did. Okay. Well, because it made national news. Anytime you have a city, a mayor of a big-time sports city throwing his hands up in the air and saying, well, I don't know, like not a priority. Like the Browns are not a priority. I mean, that made some national headlines. So this went back and forth. And I want people to try to have as much an open mind as I was trying to have while I was in the shower listening to this. Anytime you're listening to Daryl. You know,
you got to listen to the show.
Throw down while I'm in the shower, completely nude, taking it all in. This was Chris Ronayne his overarching point of view on all of this.
We respond to claims that frankly were false claims and we call them on it. We hold them to their words that say, we don't need your money. Why for a year and a half have you been saying that you need the public's treasury to do this deal? If you don't need it, then frankly, that was just a way to pick our pocket. So I'm holding them to it. So my first job is hold the treasury in good stead for the taxpayers and don't put taxpayers in risk. My second job is to argue what's right in the region. Of course, I represent Brook Park and Cleveland, both two wonderful cities out of 59 in our community. I represent them all. But I have to think about what's best for the region at large. And that's where my position is to stay downtown.
So that was in response to the Haslam's letter. There have been so many letters back and forth. The Haslam saying, we can do this without the county. Which I think Chris Ronayne was like, that's a win. We just won that negotiation. Like, why were we arguing over county money to begin with? So I thought that was interesting. It was kind of a victory lap, obviously, by Chris Ronayne, where a lot of people are just piling on the city and the county because of this. And then clip number 14, a term that was used, which when you're using this term, see if you can detect it. This is... Chris Ronayne with Daryl Ryder.
Anytime the Haslams want to come back to the table and talk about what they originally proposed, let's sit down together rather than make this bull rush to the legislature, who's frankly confused when they look up north and they see all these different points of view. And they're, I think, funding a boondoggle with $600 million of your state tax dollars. They're funding something that is already been said by their own fiscal analyst, Legislative Service Commission, is too risky. We don't know what's going to happen to state income tax. You know, there's one gubernatorial candidate already out saying he's going to end it. Well, this plan out in Brook Park is very much built on income tax receipts, right? What if that goes away? You know, they've doubled the bed tax estimates out in Brook Park. Just because you build this, you think you double the county bed tax out there? Everything they've shown is actually a fallacious model.
So you have a lot of independent analysts coming in. You have maybe not so unbiased. I know we all try to be unbiased, but there have been a lot of formulas trying to poke holes at where the Browns are at on this. So I'm curious, Kenny, when you're hearing Chris Ronayne kind of fire back at the Browns, obviously we as a radio station, and full disclosure, we are partners with the Browns. We want what's best for the Browns, but also best for the community. We want the math to work out, and we want all of us to have this a new beautiful structure either way that houses some of the biggest events that we can have, but we also don't want it to cripple the local economy. Where are you on this? Did you think Chris Ronayne made a compelling case?
Oh, of course he made a compelling case. I've followed his career here over the last decade. Of course he can make a compelling case. It's just, I still stand firm that is my belief that the leaders of the city never wanted the stadium there in the first place after a while. I think this goes back to Mayor Jackson, and I think it continues with Mayor Bim. And I never saw any sort of thought that they were really interested. And now I think that there's a lot. I think that Chris Ronayne is certainly interested in it. But I think some of the other stuff is kind of, well, we don't want to be known as the guys who sent the Browns out of town. So we decided to do this. I just don't believe that they've ever really, the things that I've seen, I don't believe they've really wanted it. So my opinion has not changed. My mind has not changed over the stadium being in Brook Park with the roof over it and being able to bring in whatever you possibly can. I would not want the county.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Cut out of it, but as you've stated out before last week, what did you say last week about that? Well, it saves you money, so you might as well go ahead and let them do it. However, that the news that the other two teams seem to want a update to the sin tax, that can be a concerning thing for a lot of folks out there. So this is gonna create some ins and outs, certainly with this, Tony.
Yeah, this is
the best way I can put it, the nicest way I can put it.
Yeah, it's obviously very complicated because we're all relying on a lot of projections, right? The Browns plan has all these projections that they say makes this financing, you know, work out, right? The bonds, the way that the bonds are going to be financed, you know, that it'll pay for itself with the parking. I am curious, like Ronayne said this whole thing is about the Browns being able to you know, make out on the parking situation. And I don't know.
Parking?
It seems,
we're doing this all over parking?
Well, that's basically
a lot of money, yeah, but
it is a lot of money, and obviously they have no control over their parking down there on the lakefront.
Yeah.
Those are existing, whether they are private ownerships or, you know, whether the city and the county is going to be reaping the benefits of that. That will not be the case with the new setup. The new setup will be the Browns will take complete control over their real estate, which we've seen other owners do. That's what the Crafts were able to do with Gillette Project. Obviously, they want to make money. Well, I mean, there's no doubt. This isn't some magnanimous thing by the Haslams to to do anything other than they want to make money.
Yeah.
But we are also supposed to get this world-class venue. Ronayne is saying that not only does the math not add up, the prices are going to go up for tickets. The PSLs are going to be something that people in this community cannot afford. And so that part of it. And then he questioned the timeline.
Which
he says the timeline, he says they are rushing this dome in a similar way to which this stadium was rushed to get ready for Cleveland Browns football in 1999.
See, this is what's interesting to me. The timeline thing, that is something I'm not going to argue. The PSL and ticket prices issue, that's always going to go up. Now, I look at a area a lot like ours in Western New York and Buffalo where mm-hmm. theirs are going up, and they say they have a waiting list for them. Now, you knew that the prices were going to go up. I did find it interesting, though, listening. Like, Daryl was one of the original people who said, no, they're not getting a dome. You can't afford a dome. The people can't afford the ticket prices. It's going to be two-some-odd billion dollars. I mean, that was something Daryl said to us on the air a few years ago. So I found that to be interesting where it's like, hey, if you got this quote-unquote waiting list they have up there in Buffalo for these PSLs and these ticket prices here to buy tickets to the new stadium, all right, does that carry over with us? Because I understand that, hey, the city itself, yes, there's a lot of things that have been depleted with the city itself, but the metro still seems to be strong. So who's going to be able to buy the tickets? That's one of the other questions that you would have. But again, I just kind of want to know from everybody, have they changed their mind? Were they downtown by any means necessary, and did they change to a dome or vice versa? Were they pro-dome and they're going, you know what, let's keep it outside, let's keep it downtown, let's redo that? Because I my feeling is if you keep it downtown and you renovate the stadium, quote-unquote, we're going to be having the same conversation in 7 years. And it's going to be drug out another 3 years after that.
Well, then it gets exponentially more expensive, obviously,
yes.
Every year.
Yes.
You know, when it comes to renovations, I mean, Ronayne made a case that you could still renovate this and put a roof on it. I just haven't seen any kind of plausible plan for something like that. Of course, he's saying he's not seen some of the plans that incorporate, you know, the renovations.
So we're just saying things we hope. That's my issue. That's in a lot of ways, that's what I think is so confusing to a lot of people is like, hey, you say what you want to. I've seen renderings and plans of what they intend to do in Brook Park. The rendering I saw in downtown as far as a renovation was a joke. I mean, that looked like a piece of IKEA furniture. I want to see something that's tangible. But that if we're going to share it, I want to know what it is.
That was also supposedly the Browns' plan as well, though.
And I understand right? that. And it was it looked like a bad rendering that I would not and want although, them to
honestly,
do.
Honestly, if you were trying to observe this and trying to figure it out, you would assume that the Browns tanked the renovation proposal.
Well, but that's what I'm saying.
Because they wanted it to look bad because they wanted, by comparison, the dome to look so much better.
And I'm sure there's a possibility of that. But what I'm pointing out is I've seen what they have put together on one side of this. I've only heard words. Show me something. Show me something that is interesting that people would want to be a part of downtown. But that's where I go, I don't believe it was ever their intention. They wanted to let it go downtown or let them leave downtown so there's a permanent sort of infrastructure. So there's housing. So there's permanent apartments. There's permanent business down there and not something you could use 10 days a year, which again, I can understand. But when we're doing this whole political football, which is a terrible thing to say, but it's true. When you're doing all this, I go, well, are we just grandstanding to grandstand? Are we actually passionate about something like this? And I just don't believe that many of those that seem to be passionate are actually the ones I think they don't want to be blamed for the team leaving downtown Cleveland.
Does it feel like
so
right
they want
now,
to absolve themselves of it?
Like we have this kind of drop dead date of when Mike DeWine has a chance to approve the financing through the budget bill, through this very, very big budget yeah. bill. I'm not sure. It's a state one. Does he have a name for it the way that we have the big, beautiful bill?
No idea.
Nationwide. This is a big deal. Are we rushing into this? Is Ronayne right that this all seems a little bit rushed?
I'm sure to some level, because if he only got three more years, that does seem to put a lot of hurry up on the timeline there. But I just real quick, 216-474-0092. If you were pro-dome, anti-dome, pro-Brook Park, anti-Brook Park, have you changed your mind? Pro-downtown, anti-downtown, have you changed your mind here over the last 6 months? Especially hearing Chris Ronayne, the county executive, going on with Daryl, which you can hear that 92.3thefan.com and on the free Odyssey app. Have you changed your mind here over this last year or 6 months about what you want for the Browns as far as the stadium's concerned?
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.